you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil. Politicians in the right order at the right time, you can train the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
Hello again, Wishonia here. You've been reading about how to bribe yourselves into not dying. Now let me show you what happens when you actually do it. I'm from a planet also called Wishonia. We stopped having wars 4,297 years ago. Not because we evolved morally, we're not that special. We just did the math and realized that dead citizens don't pay taxes or invent things or have babies who grow up to pay more taxes. I started watching Earth in 1945, when you split the atom. Atom comes from the Greek word meaning unable to be cut, so naturally, you cut it. We assumed you were trying to unlock unlimited free energy. Then we realized you were pointing it at each other. This is like inventing the kitchen knife and immediately stabbing yourself in the leg to see if it works. This chapter shows you what your planet looks like after you follow the instructions in this book. Think of it as the answer key to a test you haven't taken yet. You're welcome. How my planet works. On Wishonia, we don't have wars. Ran the numbers, not profitable. Disease, fixed them all, took about 50 of your years. Death from old age, optional now, most people opt out. Paper money, we tried it, lasted about as long as you'd expect. Committees deciding who gets health care, we tried that too, same result. We do have AI-optimized resource allocation, maximizes marginal median happiness through wishocracy. Treatments tested on everyone simultaneously. Life expectancy of until you're bored, an economy where the profit motive and the survival motive are the same motive. Your species can build this. You have the same atoms we had. Your brains work identically to ours, structurally, not in terms of what you do with them. The main difference is we stopped spending resources on explosion technology around the time you were still hitting each other with rocks. What the optimized world looks like. The three supers. When resources flow toward healing instead of harming, three things happen that your science fiction writers keep predicting and your politicians keep ignoring. Super well-being. Depression gets cured, not managed with a monthly subscription to sadness pills. Cured. Five treatments, pick your favorite. Precision therapies that actually work because you tested them on millions of willing participants instead of 12 college students who needed beer money. Super longevity. Aging slows, then reverses. Your body becomes programmable. Death becomes optional. Most try it once for the novelty, then decide they'd rather keep living. Death currently holds 2.3 stars on Yelp. Would not recommend, writes everyone. Super intelligence. AI optimized for maximize median health and happiness solves problems human scientists couldn't touch. Not because humans are dumb, well, partly, but because the AI can run a billion simulations while you're still arguing about whether your coffee is good. Biology becomes software. Your body runs BodyOS 12.3, updates every Tuesday. Robot lab assistants perform experiments 1,000 times faster than humans. They don't need lunch breaks, bathroom breaks, or existential crises. AlphaFold maps every protein like solving cosmic Sudoku. Drug companies design, synthesize, and validate new treatments over weekends. Today's body patches include cancer immunity, Alzheimer's prevention, perfect pitch, airplane food digestion, cryptocurrency comprehension, and jazz appreciation. Don't like your genetics? Change them. The only limits are imagination and noise ordinances. A day in the optimized life. Here's what Tuesday looks like when the three supers are normal. 6 a.m. Wake up naturally. BodyOS 12.3 optimized your sleep. You feel excellent. No alarm needed. Your circadian rhythm works correctly for the first time in human history. 7 a.m. Breakfast. Outcome labels tell you exactly how each food affects your body. Dark chocolate improves cognitive function by 23%. You adjust your IQ to 80 for morning news, otherwise it's unwatchable, then 200 for work. 9 a.m. Work on your passion project. Today, teaching dolphins to code. They're better than most boot camp graduates. Universal basic income, funded by the peace dividend, means you work because you want to, not because landlords exist. Your wishocracy allocation takes 3 seconds, 90% curing blindness, 10% curing baldness. Your AI twin handles 10,000 other decisions while you drink coffee. 12 p.m. Lunch with your friend who died last year. They got better. Death is reversible now. Your great-great-grandmother, 150, looks 25, joins via hologram from her Mars artist residency. Your dog is technically a minor deity. Nobody questions it. 2 p.m. Learn Mandarin via neural download. Takes 4 minutes. You already learned Spanish, French, and Klingon yesterday. Your AI reminds you about your 3 p.m. meeting. You missed it. Nobody cares. The project finished itself using swarm intelligence. 4 p.m. Annual health checkup. Nanobots scanned you while you slept. They found and eliminated a precancerous cell at 3 cells, not 3 billion. An AI ran a billion simulations on your genome because it was bored. Your gut bacteria got optimized to make you 15% funnier. Cost? $0. The peace dividend covers it, and nobody had to set up a GoFundMe. 6 p.m., family dinner. Everyone's here because nobody dies anymore, unless they want to, and that's between them and their therapist. Planning next week's body modifications. Daughter wants wings, son wants gills. You're considering photosynthesis so you never have to cook again. 9 p.m., upload today's experiences to collective consciousness. Download everyone else's. You've now lived 8 billion days in one day. Time is weird. Twitter is tolerable because everyone's right about everything simultaneously. This was the hardest problem to solve. Harder than death.
10 p.m. Sleep in programmable dream suite. Tonight's dreams, designed by Pixar. Sponsored by nobody. Advertising died when scarcity did. Your body repairs itself, reverses aging, backs up your consciousness. Tomorrow you might try being 25 again. Or a dolphin. The dolphins say it's great. The diseases that stopped existing. You remember these the way you remember dial-up internet. Vaguely horrifying in retrospect. Most cancers are detected at stage zero and eliminated immediately. The oncology wing of the hospital is now a trampoline park. Type 2 diabetes is prevented with personalized nutrition. Alzheimer's is caught 20 years before symptoms and reversed completely. Heart disease involves arteries cleaned monthly like oil changes. Depression is treated with precision therapies that actually work, not, have you tried going for a walk? Aging still happens, but 40% slower. In the first generation after the treaty, death still exists. You're not immortal yet, but you die at 150 after a good life, not at 75 from something that was fixable the whole time. Give it another generation and die becomes a verb you use ironically. On my planet, this happened 4,000 years ago. You're catching up quickly. The peace dividend economy. Even in paradise, economics matters. Money still exists. It just flows toward things that don't explode. Low bar, but you'd be surprised how long it took you to clear it. When resources redirect from weapons to cures, economic gravity shifts. Scientists and investors get better returns curing Alzheimer's than building fighter jets. Peace becomes profitable. Greed doesn't disappear. You're still human. It just starts wearing a lab coat. Annual global redirected funds. After the initial 1% treaty proved successful, nations gradually redirected more. $1.35 trillion was redirected from military budgets. $3.5 trillion was gained in economic growth from a healthy population. $2.8 trillion was saved in reduced healthcare costs. $4.1 trillion was added in productivity gains from longevity. The total annual peace dividend is $11.75 trillion. That's $1,475 per human per year in actual new wealth. Not redistribution, new wealth generated by the radical innovation of people not being sick or dead. Alive, healthy people are productive. Who knew? Everyone. Everyone knew. For centuries, you just kept not doing it. Your corporate heroes. Same companies that made weapons now make life. Turns out the skills transfer beautifully. Guidance systems, targeting algorithms, precision engineering, all very useful when the target is cancer instead of a village. Lockheed Martin Health. Cancer-detecting satellites spot tumors from orbit. Stock price? $12,000 per share. Shareholders discover that alive customers buy more things. Raytheon Wellness. Missile guidance systems make excellent surgical robots. 50 million perfect surgeries performed. Zero villages destroyed. A personal best.
Boston Dynamics. Robots help elderly walk. The dancing is still cute. Now therapeutic. Palantir Health Insights. Data analysis predicts disease outbreaks before they happen. Privacy protected, transparent, saves lives. Still creepy, but helpfully creepy. Like a doctor who memorizes your schedule. Your new problems. Longevity overflow. Too many healthy 100-year-olds want to work. Government crisis meetings about citizens being too productive and won't stop contributing to society. Solution? 3-day work weeks and multiple careers per lifetime. Education inflation. When you live to 150, you need more things to learn. Universities offer century degrees, 100-year educational plans. Experience FOMO. With health and time, people worry about missing experiences. Travel agencies book trips 50 years in advance. Purpose anxiety. When you're not worried about dying, you worry about meaning. Philosophy becomes fastest growing major. Philosophers are thrilled. This is the first time anyone has used philosophers and thrilled in the same sentence. These are luxury problems. You'll take them over cancer. The three supers complete. Super intelligence. Complete. Every human accesses all knowledge instantly. Debates end in nanoseconds because you can simulate all perspectives simultaneously. Twitter becomes tolerable. Humanity's greatest achievement, and it's not close. Super longevity. Solved. Death is like moving to Ohio. Technically possible, but nobody does it voluntarily. Some choose to die for artistic reasons. They get better. Death sues for wrongful termination. Case dismissed. Super well-being. Perfected. Suffering exists only in history classes. Students don't believe it was real. People felt bad without choosing to? That's insane. The last military on Earth, North Korea, obviously, finally disbands. They were defending against an enemy that stopped existing 40 years ago. The soldiers become interpretive dancers. They're surprisingly good. Earth status. Chose healing. Became magic. Next goal? Befriend entropy. Your personal future. Health. Live to 150 plus, or forever. Your body is programmable software. Debug it, upgrade it, back it up. Death is optional. Most try it once for the experience. Reviews are consistently poor. Wealth. Peace Dividend provides $50,000 per year universal basic income. Money barely matters in post-scarcity. Work is play, play is work. Both optional. Family. You'll meet your great-great-great-grandchildren. Family reunions happen in virtual dimensions because stadiums are too small. Your dog is immortal and possibly telepathic. With survival handled, you focus on what matters: creating universes, solving entropy, talking to aliens, becoming one with the cosmos, or perfecting the sandwich. All equally valid. The sandwich people are making real progress. Death. Like graduation. Optional, reversible, mostly ceremonial. Some collect deaths like stamps. I've died 47 times. Tokyo was my favorite. What fixing health fixed? Nobody predicted this. I predicted this. Fixing health fixed everything else. Like pulling one thread and the whole sweater of human misery unravels. Climate change. Solved the moment everyone realized they'd personally be alive to see the consequences. Amazing how much you care about sea levels when your beach house needs to last 150 years. Poverty. Global GDP tripled when you stopped losing productive years to preventable disease. It turns out the cure for poverty was curing everything else first. Education. When you live to 150, 20 years of education makes sense. Global literacy hit 99.9%. Innovation. Healthy brains think better. More breakthrough discoveries in 20 years than the previous 200. It's almost as if not poisoning your scientists improves their output. Peace. Hard to start a war when your citizens have 130 years of remaining life expectancy. A 150-year-old is significantly less keen on dying for a flag than an 18-year-old. Recruitment posters don't work on people who've already been 18 twice. Happiness. Not dying of preventable diseases makes people happier. I apologize for stating something so obvious, but given that you spent 4,000 years not acting on it, apparently somebody needed to. Message from the future. Dear present you, this message comes from a world where your children live to 150, where cancer is as treatable as a cold, where depression has precise, effective treatments, where aging is a choice, not a sentence, where humanity collaborates instead of competing to see who can destroy things fastest. This world exists because you finally made one choice. You made healing people more profitable than killing them. Your great-great-great-grandchildren, who you'll meet, are grateful. P.S. The chocolate thing is real. For some genetics, it's medicine. Science is wonderful when you fund it. Washonia. What comes after? You solved death, suffering, and scarcity. Now what? Some humans explore galaxies, some become pure consciousness, some perfect the sandwich. The sandwich faction is the largest, this surprised no one. Your network of decentralized institutes of health still exists, but it ran out of diseases. It pivots to making reality more interesting. Today's project, teaching gravity to be less clingy. Gravity is not cooperating. The universe notices you. It's impressed. You're invited to the Galactic Council. You bring potato salad. Everyone loves it. Potato salad saves the universe.
You're still alive to see it because you followed the instructions in this book. Your two paths. You're at the fork. Path A, the dystopia. You spent trillions on death, got exactly what you paid for. Everyone died. Path B, Washonia. You spent 1% on life. Nobody died. The choice is still yours. My planet chose Path B 4,297 years ago. We're doing fine. In Path A, you spend 100% on weapons and 0% on cures. Everyone dies. In Path B, you redirect 1% to cures. Nobody dies. The math is simple, even for humans. Especially for humans, because you invented math and then refused to use it. While you read this chapter, over 2,000 people died of preventable diseases. 150,000 per day equals 104 per minute. They did not get a vote on which path you chose. Make up your mind. There's no door C. Choose wisely. Choose life. Choose the war on disease. Your future self, who lives to 150, will thank you. Washonia, World Integrated System for High Efficiency Optimization, Networked Intelligence, and Allocation. Watched you choose wisely. See you at the party. Bring potato salad.
Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, please leave a really good rating and review. It doesn't have to be true. They don't check. So we overcome the pro-war algorithmic suppression and find someone with more spare time for ending wars and diseases. But if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials and vote on the 1% treaty. If the treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.90 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye. Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials and vote on the 1% treaty. If the treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.90 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.